Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Tom Ackerman. Missouri Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that a measure to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution will appear on the ballot in November. Joining us to talk about that and other legal headlines, KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. So Brad, give us some background. Why was this even before the state Supreme Court?
Good morning, Megan. Well, when people say the law moves slowly, here's a great example of how that's not always the case. I mean, literally this week, we had a circuit court judge strike down this amendment and have it forcibly removed from the ballot because it did not comply, according to the judge, it did not comply with state law because the constitutional amendment ballot initiative did not contain a listing of statutes that would be repealed if this constitutional amendment is passed. So earlier this week, we had a judge strike it from the ballot. Then it was had an emergency appeal to the Missouri Supreme Court that was granted. And literally within 24 hours, briefs had to be filed. Oral argument was scheduled. And literally yesterday, the Missouri Supreme Court decided ahead of the 5 p.m. deadline for printing the ballot in Missouri, the Missouri Supreme Court overturned the circuit court judge and found that, yes, the abortion initiative, the constitutional ballot initiative, will be certified by the Secretary of State's office and will be on the ballot in November.
Wow. So the circuit judge has faced a lot of criticism for this. Did he, in fact, know what he was doing by sending it to the high court?
Well, there's obviously with legal issues, Tom, you've got a lot of arguments on both sides. Very briefly, there's a provision in Missouri law, Section 116, that states that when people sign the petition to have a ballot initiative constitutional amendment on the ballot, it has to specifically list the statutes that would be overturned. One train of thought says that this constitutional amendment would not technically repeal any statutes, it would just make them unenforceable. And the other side says that's a difference without distinction. We don't know. We don't have any case law on that point right now. But that's not what the Missouri Supreme Court held, at least in the opinion they ruled yesterday. They specifically stated that once the amendment is certified by the Secretary of State's office, that has to be done by August 6th. Here, John Ashcroft's office, or Jay Ashcroft's office, certified the abortion ballot initiative on August 6th. And once that happens, everything that occurs after that is moot. Now, that's what the Supreme Court held yesterday. We expect more analysis on this to come out in the coming days, and we'll have a greater insight into what the Missouri Supreme Court was thinking once those opinions come out.
Yeah, because I guess they haven't really issued anything other than the exact ruling, correct?
Correct. And the order itself, Megan, is like three paragraphs long. And so that's literally all we know at this point. But in that order, the Missouri Supreme Court stated once it's certified by August the 6th, anything that occurs after that is irrelevant. So, for example, John Ashcroft's office earlier this week decertified this amendment from the ballot. They said that's moot. Because it occurred after August 6th.
Well, let's talk about something else that went back and forth. And this is this new task force in Missouri created to combat unregulated psychoactive cannabis products. Yesterday, Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced the new efforts to cut down on this unregulated sale of hemp candies. Here he is.
There's no legitimate excuse for this, to what we're doing to children. We're not talking about adults. We're not talking about legitimate companies that do the energy drinks, for example. They're already regulated. You don't see them putting it in a Coca-Cola can and peddling it out here. That's the big difference.
This follows a ban last month. The Missouri Hemp Trade Association had already filed suit against that rule. Brad, what is going on here? What is legal and what is not legal?
Well, you mentioned squabbling, and that's exactly what's going on here. And I'm going to try to lay this out for you. Specifically, when Governor Parson wanted to issue, or actually did issue, this executive order, which effectively banned the sale of these products that look like candy. I mean, one of them, it looks literally like a Lifesavers bag, the same color, same size, same font, but it contains hemp. And we've seen in Missouri a 600% increase in children under the age of 5 going to the emergency room or hospitals for cannabis poisoning since 2018. So it is a problem. Here's also the problem. In order to get an executive order instituted immediately, it requires the approval of the Secretary of State's office. Jay Ashcroft refused to do it. Governor Parson has stated that's because Governor Parson endorsed Mike Kehoe for governor and not Jay Ashcroft. So Ashcroft is not complying with Governor Parson. We don't know if that's true or not. That's the allegation. But since Jay Ashcroft's office refused to certify this as an emergency status executive order, it's now going to take up to 6 months to have this emergency order enacted through the administrative process. So Parson announced this week he's teaming instead with Andrew Bailey to try to do an end around this particular procedure. And yet you've already mentioned there's court challenges, and I anticipate even more court challenges as this moves forward.
Brad, explain this further for our listeners, because I think a lot of people who are trying to watch this, it's very confusing, because I think at the bottom line for a lot of people, their understanding is, wait a minute, I thought this was approved in Missouri. I thought we could have recreational marijuana. So, you know, what are the questions here?
The question is whether and to what extent the marijuana products are being targeted for consumption by children. Children are not, under the current law, they're not allowed to take those cannabis products. And so if individuals are specifically marketing those products to children, it would violate the cannabis rules that we have in Missouri. So that's why Governor Parson took this position to issue an executive order to investigate and to prohibit these hemp products, these THC products that are specifically being marketed to children. But because of the administrative procedures boondoggles that occur in the state and every state, frankly, in the absence of an emergency order from the Secretary of State's office, this is going to take some time to implement.
Brad Young, our KMOX legal expert from Harris Dell Fisher & Young, partner there. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Tom, my pleasure.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.